Have a tree question and you're stumped? We're out in the yard with certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service. Call with your questions right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
So we did a little look around online in the Master Gardener Citrus Clinic, Saturday, January 23rd.
Yes, it starts at 9 and it goes until noon, and it's really a wonderful time. It's a beautiful farm, citrus farm. It's got peacocks running around, and all the experts from the state are there, and you transfer from different stations. You learn about fertilization, planting. You get to taste, I don't know, John, have you remember 50 different varieties of oranges, grapefruits,
lemons? It says here that what I'm looking at, 102 citrus varieties on display.
I knew it was a lot. But it's a wonderful day.
Yeah, it's really
and
great.
That's supported by the Master Gardeners.
$10 admission if you're interested. You can go to, and it actually sends you to MaricopaMasterGardener.com. That's coming up January 23rd. And John, you had said before Sarah joined you, you didn't have a plant care division.
Plant health care division.
Yeah. So what does a plant health care division bring?
Well, up till now, we have not been able to apply chemicals to treat some of the problems we've been diagnosing. We diagnose, you know, insect and disease problems, but we haven't had a license with the Office of Pest Management here in the Phoenix area to be able to apply the chemicals to treat those problems that we're diagnosing. And so it was mainly my reluctance over the last 25 years in the industry to be handling the chemicals. I just have an aversion to dealing with chemicals. But over the last few years, knowing that the safety protocols are in place, that there are methods of dealing with pest applications and so forth that are safe, that are reliable, and I'm convinced that it's a service we've wanted to offer and bring to our customers and do it in a responsible way. And having known Sarah over the years, I'm just more excited than ever that we can now there's a principle in integrated pest management that talks about starting with the least toxic chemicals and applications, using beneficial organisms, using organic products, using natural products as a starting place, and then only reserving silver bullet treatments that are higher chemical compounds, more potent compounds, only in rare instances when you absolutely need them, and understanding that we can apply these IPM principles to the plant healthcare division or the services that we want to offer convinced me that it's something we wanted to try to do. And Sarah's come in and with her vast experience and her educational background, we're in really good hands to be able to do it well.
And what is your vast experience, Sarah? What got you started in tree chemicals?
Well, not so much tree chemicals. I'm a certified arborist also, and I'm also a registered consulting arborist. And so trees have just always been my love. My degree is in horticulture, and I've done a lot of that over the years, but I really was fortunate that when John called and asked me to join his team because I love trees. And there's a lot of things that affect trees that we can help them with. You know, we have adverse insects coming into the valley. Last year, we got hit with a ficus whitefly. This year, we're going to have a preventative program to protect those trees. So we have, all kinds of insects coming in from all over the world. And we just don't know what to expect yet, but we're ready for it. You know, emerald ash borer could come and hit our ash here, so there's a lot of things that we have to look for.
And you had mentioned earlier trimming olive trees in preparation for spraying to prevent the fruit from producing. Mm-hmm. So in the past, you would just trim it, and then so they'd have to call someone else to spray. You can
Correct.
Trim and spray now. Now,
yes.
Do you do that in the same day?
We can. We can. Often it'll be scheduled on a different day because we're trying to do all of our olives on the same day. But yeah, we have technicians that are trained who can go out and do that fruit suppression spraying. In fact, we have this can often be a very busy time of year for Sarah. She's got her hands full scheduling some of our customers right now. But we're excited. We have never been able to do this. We've had to outsource that work, and now we're able to do it in-house and bring more of a full service to our customers.
And you're mentioning a secondary benefit for a different type of tree that this this fruit preventative spray may help.
You mean otherwise than other than olives?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, yeah, plant growth. We use plant growth regulators to control olive production or olive fruiting. They're really chemical compounds that are supposed to stimulate or diminish the natural growth regulators in the tree. And so that's what we use different kinds of products for different uses. But we can stop oak trees from having acorns. We can suppress them. And also mesquite trees. You know, there's a lot of different applications for growth regulators.
A lot of people, customers of ours, have mesquite trees that just drop pods all the time. And this is another place where we can use plant growth regulators to suppress some of that and keep some of that under control.
Well, if you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get your question answered as we go into the top of the hour news break. John will answer your questions off the air. If you weren't able to get in, weren't able at a phone or had the opportunity, you could go to itreeservice.com.
Yes, sir. itreeservice.com or 602-788-0005.
And on y'all's website, we've got the January tree calendar. Actually, well, you've got the tree calendar for the entire year. But in January, it looks like we got just about all of that covered. Any final words?
Well, just give us a call and ask to speak with Sarah, and she can get you scheduled for your olives and your oak trees and your mesquites.